The story I'm about to tell you is one of the most extraordinary tales of our time. It's a story of change, a change which has affected all of us. Some say it's a change for the worse. Others find it a change that is very exciting. Matt Jones.
Welcome back to another Net Science podcast with me, Jamie McDonald. It's been a long time since our last podcast. I'm thinking way back in May. I'm now sitting here midway through September recording this. God knows when I'll get round to actually editing it and putting it out. But I hope it's within a week of the 16th of September, which is today's date that I sit down and record this. And also I want to tell you about a gig that we're putting on in the Inverness area as well, which may be relevant to some people. And that's coming up in the next 4 days as well. So I really do hope I get this out before then. It's been long overdue, as I said. Some people had thought, maybe wishful thinking, that we'd gone and that the podcast was no more. But it's still here. I am here. And I think it just gets the period between podcasts just gets longer. That's all it is. We will address this in the future. We will get committed. Murray's not with me, Murray Cameron, my cheery co-host, and we were at a party at the weekend actually, and he alerted me to the fact that we had another listener that he'd been speaking to recently, a girlfriend of a friend of ours, who's become a friend of ours now, and a listener to the podcast, which is great. So she's gone about, I don't know, 8, 10 years to catch up on some of the podcasts, or how many of them are still on iTunes, I don't know. Anyway, she commented that I am usually the one that sounds like he's bouncing around the studio, and Murray's the subdued character. It's a double act that we've been rehearsing for years, and we think we've got it finally tuned. So I'm going to calm down on the bounciness a little bit, and just for this episode anyway, and see what happens. Murray will bounce back in a couple of podcast time, and also Kyle Walker, who's done some guesting on the podcast, has threatened to join us as well. So not just my voice in the future. We promise we will address all this, and we will become committed for sure. Coming up on this particular podcast, want to brag about an interview we had with Johnny Marr recently, for no other reason than it was Johnny fucking Marr. So we're going to play that interview from the backstage at Belladrum, where we caught up with Johnny Marr, the legend that is Johnny Marr, and that was a rather grand thing to happen, and one we'll dine out on for a while, perhaps. Potentially. Also going to play you a track next. I am going to play you a track from Broken Chanter. Stunning debut album, his eponymous debut album, Broken Chanter, is out now. It's a solo guise of David McGregor, who was the main songwriter from the Scottish alt-pop darlings Kid Canaveral, who we interviewed a long time ago. When they were Kid Canaveral. The new album is going to be released. It's out now, actually, from last night from Glasgow and Olive Grove Records. It's out now. Has been since the 6th of September. It's a fine album. And the record opens with, I don't know if it's my favourite track in the album, but it's one that really hooks me in, because, and you'll hear about this later on as well, I love my ambient music and my kind of chill-out music. So it opens with this almost cinematic ambient kind of track called 1998, and then rolls into this poignant waltz, which is Should We Be Dancing, which we played on the podcast previously, and which David actually recorded for us in session during this year's Expo North in Inverness. And you can see the session that we did with David for that track, and another track called Don't Move to Denmark, which I'm going to play for you in a minute. Both of these tracks are on our website, netsounds.co.uk, also on our YouTube channel, and also on the Facebook as well. Two live sessions from Broken Chanter. So the album out now through the brilliant labels Last Night from Glasgow and Olive Grove Records. Launched the album, kicked it off on the 6th of September at the CCA in Glasgow, and they've got a string of dates right through till November 23rd, and you can find out all the dates on our website, netsounds.co.uk. It's probably, I think, the second or third article you will come across on our site, as long as you do that before the end of September, because we may update it all. Also a date in Inverness on September the 21st, which is this coming Saturday. And apologies for anyone who listens to this podcast after the 21st of September, but it surely was a grand gig for those listening in the future. It will be Roddy Johnson supporting Broken Chanter that night as well at Tooth and Claw in Inverness. Loads of dates, as I say, on the website, netsounds.co.uk. Go and check them out. I'm not going to play you the live session track. I want to play you the version from the album from Broken Chanter. It's another one of my favourite tracks from them. This is called Don't Move to Denmark.
Been worrying for hours. You don't need my protection. I'd overstep my mark, leaving me to ask. Don't move to them, don't stay in my behalf. The brass in my neck. Disappoint. What ifs like this keep me up all night, all night? How tightly grips the grain? scared to question vagaries of me. Wondered and did I try a distraction with some form of art, and the truth of the matter is simply too hard. It's not right. It's not right. Don't move to them, or don't stay in my back. The grass in my neck makes you laugh. All right, all right. Keeping highly strung, you don't need my protection. I've overstepped my mark, leaving me to ask. Don't move to them, or don't stay in my behalf. The brass in my neck made you laugh. All right, all right. What if you stay and I disappoint? Wives like this keep me up all night, all night. Don't need to demo, don't stay on my behalf. The brass in my neck make you laugh. All right, all right. What if you stay and I disappoint? Wives like this keep me up all night.
It's a beautiful album, it really is, and that's a beautiful track from it, Don't Move to Denmark, from Broken Chanter. It's out now via Last Night from Glasgow label and Olive Grove Records. I have to apologise, so started off the show with Wojciech the Bear, and I failed to mention that we even played them. There we go. It's a good start. I've been away for a while, so please forgive me. Yeah, started off the podcast with a new track from Wojciech the Bear, Glasgow band, called Slow TV. It's the third of four singles that the band are going to be releasing this year in 2019. And it's what I call my Saturday Night Dancing Wojciech the Bear tune. It's one that would go on the Saturday Night Dancing playlist. Slow TV is that tune. If I was, in fact, someone that would go dancing on a Saturday night, or indeed could dance on any night, actually, that would be the one I would put on, for now anyway. It is a bit of an upbeat groover. The track was recorded with acclaimed producer Jamie Savage at Chem19 Studios. He's worked with the likes of Twilight Sad, Meow Meow, Phantom Band and R.M. Hubbard. But there is a darker side to the song as well, buried in the track's lyrics that Tam from the band talks about, and there's a link to all of that on the website as well. Quote from Tam about the single itself, Slow TV, and where the lyrics came from. It is, as I said, third of four singles been released by the band during this year, all of which are going to be collected onto a limited edition 12-inch called Old Names for New Shapes, which will be out at the end of the year, November this year, 2019. Slow TV is out now via Scottish Fiction Records. Apologies for Wojciech the Bear for leaving it this far into the podcast for even mentioning the existence. But we did start off with them, and a right groove of a track it is as well. And then, of course, Broken Chanter that we just played you. Okay, going to play you now a live session track. And this one is from a local lass from Inverness. We are a podcast from the north of Scotland, and it is good to play some artists from the north of Scotland. There's some great artists that hail from this area, and this next young singer-songwriter is the new wave of them, I think, or is in the new wave of them. She is Katie Gregson-McLeod. and we caught up with her in session at this year's Belgium Tartan Heart Festival, where we were introduced to her. She'd been playing on the Free Range Folk Stage and at the Bella Bar over the weekend at Belgium. She's also part of the Music Plus mentoring programme, which provides one-to-one experience and opportunities with music industry professionals who offer a bit of, guidance, encouragement and skills and knowledge across a range of industry roles. That's what Music Plus does. And it's actually worth checking out, Music Plus. They've got pages on Facebook and Twitter as well, particularly the Facebook page. It's organised by the Scottish Music Centre and supported by Creative Scotland's Youth Music Initiative. And before Belgium, Katie would have been regularly spotted gigging in and around her hometown of Inverness. And now she is, I think, studying in Edinburgh, where she hopes to immerse herself in the city's music scene in Edinburgh. All these good ones disappear from Inverness. But she'll be back. She told us she's constantly writing and would love to release an EP or even an album this year, hopefully. So she's actually currently recording some stuff at the moment. So hopefully we'll hear some official releases from Katie Gregson-McLeod before this year is out, maybe. That would be nice. But for now, this is a live session track she did for us here at NetSounds at Belgium Tartan Heart Festival. This is I Know Nothing.
My name is Katie Gregson-McLeod and this is I Know Nothing.
Feels like I've not slept for days, waking in my youthful haze, waking thinking of a face. Feels like I've not slept for days. Are you thinking of me? From what I can see, you're forgetting every second, minutes I'm obsessing. Why can I never learn to let things be? So tell me when this will be over, when I can try to move on. I know nothing really now. I've always been about the figures, things that I can control with fingers and paper, but I know nothing now. I feel so much older than I am. Someone told me once to lie. Drown on land. So tell me when this will be over, when I can try to move on. I know nothing really now. And I've always been about the figures, things that I can control with fingers and paper, but I know nothing now. So tell me this will be over when I can try to move on. I know nothing really now. And I've always been about the figures, things that I can control with fingers and paper, but I know nothing now.
That's Katie Gregson-McLeod there, live in session for NetSounds at this year's Belgium Tartan Heart Festival, which was fantastic. Weather was amazing and we had some great live sessions. Maybe play some more before the year is out, I'm sure we will. All the sessions are on our YouTube pages and also on our Facebook pages as well. We've got a playlist for Belgium and all the other sessions we've done through the year as well. Now, we met Johnny Marr at Belgium Tartan Heart Festival. Now, let's be honest, you know, there was one guy that we wanted to chat to at this year. It was Belgium Tartan Heart Festival. indie legend, a guy that's inspired so many bands since the 80s, so many indie bands that formed, so many bands that we've gone on to love. This was one of the guys who kicked that off. And right up to the day of Belladrum, we had pretty much resigned ourselves to the fact that it wouldn't be happening. We wouldn't be interviewing Johnny Marr. We put a couple of requests out through his management and didn't hear anything back. And then we got word that Johnny fucking Marr, with Johnny Marr, and she did that kind of short intake of breath, and we just kind of walked away and thought, well, okay, if you can, great, but you know. And I think about an hour later, Amy came back and said, don't say I'm not good to you. And Johnny Marr arrived about 45 minutes later, I think. Talked about his new single, festivals, collaborations, new music, and that time he picked up his first guitar. And as if we need any kind of reminder, that this is the guy we were speaking to. It's the guy that did this. And this. And of course this. And indeed this. And of course his own solo stuff, which is bloody brilliant. Yep. This is Johnny Marr in conversation with Johnny Marr at Belladrum.
It's Net Science here with Jamie McDonald and the legendary Johnny Marr. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, yeah.
Great good to see thanks. You.
Yeah, nice to be here.
Join the sun.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, we don't get it that much in Manchester.
Yeah. So probably more than us, I think, to be fair.
Oh yeah, maybe one of the only places that Manchester gets better weather than you guys.
Yeah.
But I like it. I've been up here a couple of times, and not to the festival, but I've been to Inverness a couple of times in the last few years.
Yeah, I think the last time I saw you was playing the Ironworks in Inverness, which was a great. I mean, it was packed out, sweaty little gig.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
And the support act, was it your son's band that was playing the support act?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's out with me again. We're on tour at the moment. We played in Middlesbrough last night and Hull the night before. And, you know, the audience likes seeing him, you know. He's got a bunch of new songs. And that's right, I'd forgotten that he was over.
Yeah.
That was a good night in the Ironworks.
Brilliant, it was amazing. Really, really good show. So when you come to a festival, do you seek out new music or do you just enjoy it and see what happens? Or,
well, I like to catch up with other bands, you know. If there's, like, I try and seek out new music, actually, you know, because I've always stayed a fan. So, for instance, I've seen Fontaines DC at a couple of festivals.
Yeah, yeah.
We were on with them in Croatia and a couple of places actually, and I try and go see some new bands. Yes, so I know they're not new, but I saw The Gossip in Madrid, and I just go see whatever I can really.
Yeah, is it more difficult for new bands now starting off, or new singers to make it? Do you think now?
Yeah, it is, but, you know, I kind of worry for young bands because the world's changed a lot. I mean, it was never, you know, easy to make it, for want of a better term, you know.
Yeah.
But never easy. But these days, there's so much stuff that's grabbing people's attention, you know, distracting from people putting records out. And it's, you know, you can put out a great song and then it'd be forgotten about 4 or 5 days later or 2 weeks. The turnover of bands over the last few years, as I've noticed, so many great new bands like She Drew the Gun or Goat Girl or Spring King or Boy Azuga, you know, you hear all these great songs and then you look around and you go, where are they?
Yeah, exactly.
So I saw She Drew the Gun, we're on some show we did last week, some festival. So anyway, my point being is, like, it's just such a high turnover that people...
It's more difficult,
Yeah, people need to get attention just via social media. That's the game, isn't it?
And I think, you know, you're absolutely right. Stuff we post on the blog as well. People see it for a few minutes and then they're blinkered and they're off and looking at something else as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good things about the modern world. Is you know, that you can just tap a piece of glass and you can get any music you want in your pocket is an amazing thing. I mean, it's fantastic, but there are consequences. There are good and bad.
Absolutely.
I like many things about living in the modern world. I mean, the subject of bands, you know, the technology has made it obviously more of a thing that musicians can make decent sounding records, whereas when I was starting out, you know, you had to borrow a few hundred quid off someone's parents to make a demo. You don't have to do that anymore. You just need a laptop.
Yeah.
So all that stuff's really great, but as I say, you know, there's good and bad. There's plenty of good stuff.
And what keeps the fires burning for you? What still makes you want to go out on the road and do it all? Because you could probably sit back in a Jamaican island somewhere and chill out, I guess, and you're not the type of person that wants to. And you see this is almost your trade, isn't it?
Yeah. So, well, I mean, what music is? There's nothing that replaces music. What actually music does to a person, what a song does to me, how it makes me feel. You know, whether it's you know, a James Brown song, or whether it's a new song by Yak or by Gaz Coombs or something I'm writing myself. Music does something. I mean, I love the arts. I love painting, not physically painting myself. Yeah. I love visual artists. I love movies. But from being a little boy, nothing does what music does to me. So to make it. And also, you know, I've been a musician since I was like maybe 11. And I left school at 15 to be a professional musician, so I don't know any different.
What made you pick up that guitar then at 11?
I picked up the guitar at 5. So
really?
I had a toy guitar, and I have no idea. I used to carry this guitar around the way my mates carry around fire engines or footballs. I just had a thing about the guitar from being a little child, so that was my main toy. And then they just got, with each birthday and each Christmas, it just got bigger and bigger until I got one that I could keep in tune. So I've never known a life without guitars, really.
I had the fire engine, I think that's what I had.
Regular boy,
the Millennium Falcon I think, until a bit older. So you've collaborated with so many bands, you've joined various bands over the years. Are there any, what kind of makes you think, I want to do something with these guys, or what is it that does that?
Well, usually,
yeah, the Killers recently.
Yeah, well, nearly all the time. I mean, I've never approached anyone to work with them. I've always been very fortunate because people have always approached me, and what I'm really fortunate about is everyone's been really cool. You know what I mean? So, Modest Mouse, a band I was in from 2005 to 2010.
Yeah, yeah, great band.
It was the best time of my life. You know, they asked me to join. That's a long story how that happened. And then the Cribs, I joined the Cribs because we were supposed to be doing a 7-inch 45, and the songs just kept going. So we're all long enough in the tooth to know, well, when you're churning out songs, you just stay, you keep doing it.
Yeah.
So that's what happened with me. I don't choose people. I mean, you know,
it just happens. And
well, yeah, I mean, you know, recently I've been doing movies, so I wrote a couple of songs with Pharrell Williams a few years ago, and that was to do with Hans Zimmer wanted to put together the guy who wrote Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now with the guy who wrote Happy.
All right, okay.
So that's how that happened. So there's a story behind everything. Yeah. But I never get together with my management and go, it would be good to work with that person. I just sort of make friends.
I remember way back, it was 1988, and it was probably one of the first gigs I ever went to, certainly major gigs I went to, and you collaborated with a band on stage, and it was Simple Minds, and it was at the Nelson Mandela concert.
So
that was my it's Johnny Marr on guitar, what's happening here? So that was my first introduction to you doing other stuff, and I was only like 17 at the time then. And loved it. Do you remember that kind of time? Do you remember that?
I remember it well. I remember that gig. I was terrified because it was being televised.
Summertime Blues.
It's being televised to like 100 million squillion people. They were used to playing stadiums, and The Smiths had just been playing. Barrowlands was the biggest gig we've been playing. So I was terrified, but they were... I was a fan of Simple Minds when I was a kid. So when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
So to be asked to play with those guys was just like a real honour. That's the way I see it. Like, I'm a real muso, so I like playing. So when the Killers wanted me to play with them, I thought, well, it's I'm a musician, so I like playing with other people.
Yeah. So what's next for you? You've got the album's out. It's been a big success.
Yeah.
A couple of singles. Done well. People have been tapping it on their phone lots of times and playing it and streaming it. You're doing these gigs, these festivals. What's up for you in the next year or so?
I've got a new track coming out in a couple of weeks called The Bright Parade. So that's a new song. I put a song out. The start of the year, I put a single out called Armatopia. So that'll be...
Yeah.
Since the album, that'll be two new singles. And then... probably another movie and then writing a new record in October. So it's another solo album that I'm writing. We're playing Meltdown with Nile Rodgers next week.
Ah, amazing.
Yeah, so I've got Meltdown and then a few more shows, about another 15 festivals.
Great.
So really busy, you know.
Well, we'd like to see you back up here again at some
Thanks
point. That would
much.
Be amazing.
No, I'm really happy
Enjoy
to be here. The vibes, yeah, such a happy, upbeat.
It's
nice
amazing. We saw you walking past the bus earlier, and you just looked, yeah, I'm enjoying myself here.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. It's not a bad way of making a living.
And are you going to get to enjoy yourself after the set, or are you heading back down the road? Or
I really want to see the Cuban Brothers. They're one of my favourite ever bands.
Yeah,
they're the
crazy.
Best. Yeah.
They're brilliant.
And they're great musicians.
You did a set with them, surely. How would that work?
Man, I'd play with those fuckers.
Yeah, that would be good. John, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Take care.
Nice
cheers, man.
Yeah, cheers, man.
Did that really happen? In conversation with Johnny Marr. This is a new track from Keir Gibson.
Settle down, I'm getting tired of always running round. Keeping up with you is like chasing a cloud. Even when I get there, we won't work it out. You shut me down, so spell it out. Tell me what to say and I won't wait about. There's ways to speak your thoughts without having a shout. Falling's easy when you're not far from the ground, but let me down. Giving up is never easy when you're all I want, all I want. Moving on is always something that is to be done, but I still pack up my phone, calling you home every night. Am I holding on to something broken? Is it past the point for us to try and fix this? Am I holding on for us to try and fix this? Now you've moved away. It's easier to make it through the day. There's still so many things to say. I guess that's what has me staying awake late. Oh, 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 oh. Giving up is never easy when you're all I want, whoa. But moving on is always something that is to be done, but I still pick up my phone, calling you home. Every night, all on my own, awake at night with my eyes wide. Am I holding on to something broken? Is it past the point for us to try and fix this? Am I holding from always feeling like I'm holding on? Tell myself there's nothing better, cause I know it's all I've got. And it's all I've got, it's all I've got. It's all I've got. But I still pick up my phone, calling you home every night, all on my own, awake at night with my eyes wide. Am I holding on to something broke? But I still pick up my phone, calling you home. Am I home? Every night on my own, awake at night with my eyes wide. Am I holding on to something broken? Is it past the point for us to try and fix this?
It's NetSounds here, NetSounds podcast from the Highlands of Scotland is where we record and where we are based. And that singer-songwriter there, Keir Gibson, is from the Highlands of Scotland, brought up in Fort William. He was surrounded by his family's love of traditional Scottish music. But his music is distinctly contemporary, fusing electronic pop and folk with his own emotional lyrics and powerful voice. And that is his debut single. It's called Eyes Wide. And Keir also did a session for us when he played at this year's Expo North Festival in Inverness. He did a version of that track, which you can catch on our YouTube page, also on our Facebook page under the videos tab there as well. And yeah, that's his debut. His name is Keir Gibson, and he's been writing songs and playing guitar since he was a very young age, I think 12. And he said the kind of time was right to finally get into the studio and work on his first release. And the single was mixed in LA by none other than Grammy-nominated mixer Matty Green and Grammy Award-winning mastering engineer Joe LaPorta. I don't know who either of these people are, but I'm sure they are hugely influential and important, and they certainly did a grand job shaping that single there for Keir. So Eyes Wide, it's a debut single, certainly a cracking debut, and the live session as well, check it out as well. Definitely one to watch going forward this year and certainly into 2019. Keir Gibson, check him out on Facebook. Okay, got a couple more tracks left to play. If I can check what I've done with my playlist, I think, yeah, I've got two more I'd like to share with you, if I may. Next up is a singer-songwriter called Fanny Price. She's a Canadian singer-songwriter, recently released her debut single, Ends So Soon, on the Canadian label Other Songs, produced by Price herself and Scott Orr, who we've featured before here on NetSounds. And really, that's all about I know about this singer-songwriter, by way of info. I've had a wee search around the web, other than repeating what's maybe on a very rare blog that I maybe find that doesn't say any much more than what I've said there. That is it. Kind of reminds me of some of Natalie Press's early recordings. Certainly that voice and that tempo in this track in particular anyway. So let's, you know, when we don't know too much about the artist, you can, if you're keen, go and find out a bit more about them. And also let's music do the talking. This is Fanny Price, a track called Ends So Soon.
NetSounds. It's a game and now I see.
Canadian singer-songwriter there called Fanny Price, the track from her called Ends So Soon. Now, I am going to do a handbrake left turn and change what I was going to play because as much as I really liked that last track there, I realised that my next one up, which I'm not going to tell you what it was now, is actually pretty laid back and chilled out. And as much as I like my ambient tunes, as I said earlier, there is a risk that possibly slip into a coma if I go down that route for the rest of this podcast. So I'm not going to do that, and I'll save all of that for the much talked about and much promised late night jazz show that we may issue at some point in the future. So I'm going to do that left turn and play you latest track from brilliant Scottish band The Ninth Wave, and they've got a fantastic kind of psychedelic video out for this one as well just now. They have I think about to embark on their biggest headline tour of the UK to date. The new single is called Imitation, and they have got their debut album out. Part one is out now. It's called Infancy Part One, and Infancy Part Two is the concluding element of the band's debut album, which is going to be out in November, with Part One out right now. So I just thought we would, you know, change the pace a bit, and it is a brilliant track from a brilliant band. Get a chance to see them live when they're doing this headline tour. You must do so. They are called The Ninth Wave. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast, and thank you for putting up with my voice, my lonely voice all this time. Well, we did have Johnny Marr to kind of break up the tone a bit, so I don't know if I mentioned that earlier on, but that was good. And I'm hoping to have Murray Cameron back with us, and maybe Kyle Walker at some point in the near future. I would love that very dearly. So that's this week's playlist done. I hope I've got that saved somewhere. Yeah, I'm sure I have. And I'm going to finish off with this one from the Ninth Wave. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget, do feel free to subscribe to the podcast for what it's worth. We'll try and put another one out in another 2 months. It'll be before then. And also check out our Facebook, Twitter pages and Instagram as well. And YouTube and wherever else we are, what they're not really sure about. This is the Ninth Wave and Imitation. Thanks very much for listening. Catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Metro.